Morabra boy side lessons from the Lev Yom Kippur. Habalein Latova. Day of Tshuva Tzfila and Kapara, really powerful day. I want to hopefully share with you a lesson that will resonate with you. I know that I'm talking to myself right now, but we're in a difficult time. A time where we want to do better, but we don't know how to do better. So I want to give you a practical way that I think we can do better. I believe the topic was Yom Kippur, just one thing. And that's going to be the topic. Thank you very much for those that are here who heard last night's shiur from Rosh Weiss, because we'll be doing Chazara right now. Just on the last part, obviously, as you know, I like to add things, which I will, but he really said so beautifully. He doesn't need my haskama, but his halacha lumdus is just as good as his drush, as his, it's just an amazing speaker that really speaks to the heart. So, Shabbat Shuvah, just a few days ago, we read Shuvah Ad Yisrael Ad Hashem, the perek in Hosea, starting with the Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. And the pasuk says something strange. Kichu Yimachem Dvarim. Take something with you. V'chulu, it continues, v'shu el Hashem, Amar Alav, Kol Tisa Ovo, and anybody that's done a sin, kach toiv, v'kach toiv, v'shan parmes v'asem. So Rashi comments and says, what does it mean, v'kach toiv? It's a strange wording of the pasuk. Take with you something, dvarim, zachim, take with you something, v'shuvu, and return to God, okay, right? You're going to turn to God. Something about taking the good and not the bad. Says Rashi, based on a medrash, Lamadnu derech tov, davar acher, so he learns what derech tov mean, so he gives different possibilities. One is, me'at masim tovim, the little masim tovim that we have b'yadeinu, kach b'yadecha. Take the little bit. Everybody's got something good about them. This is everybody here, almost. Everybody's got something good. Maybe, guys that are upstairs, maybe not, but us, everybody's got something good about them. Take that with you. So what does this mean? So Rav Asher says that the Medrash continues a bit and says, don't take the bad with you. You got a lot of bad. Take the good things. Dvarim, take the little good things you have and like wipe out the other things, God. Right? We're basically telling God, look the other way. You didn't see that. Right? And the good, take the good. Okay, so he said this reminds him of, what it says when we go up to the Beis HaMikdash. Don't leave Pnei Ram Rikam, don't Rekam, don't leave me empty-handed. What does that mean? Take something from this amazing experience of Aliyah L'Rego. What does this mean? What's this joke over here? Right? We really think that God is, going to look past all the bad things that we did? So Rav Asher Weiss, Baruch Hashem, I've now heard him within a week, twice live, about four times, not live. But last Moshe Shabbos, he said that we have to remember something on Yom Kippur davening, very, very important. And that is Avinu Malkeinu. Yes, it's true, we spent the time in Rosh Hashanah, Malkeinu, Melech, Melech, Malchim, Malchim. Avinu Malkeinu is our father, 3 o'clock in the morning? Avinu Malkeinu. Hopefully your father would pick you up at 3 o'clock in the morning from wherever you might be, Rahman al-Islam, including jail. And he's not going to say, you're not my son. I'm sorry. My son doesn't go to jail. That's it. I'm sorry. The Hartstein name has been desecrated. You're done. I'm not picking you up. Seriously, I'm in jail, Dad. Bubba's, come on. He's Avinu Malkeinu. So yes, maybe that is the idea. But Rav Asher says it's got to be more than that. He quotes in the name of the Rashash. It's written in the Pele Yoetz's Drushas, Shabbat Shuvah Drusha, the Drusha he gave before Tikkun Shofar. He writes, take with you something and perfect. Because we can't do everything. I'm sorry to say, we're not perfect. I've said this many times, but the difference between Yom Kippur, it's not New Year's. Right? There's a famous story about us rabbis, we have a book. It's called The Greatest Drushes. Right? We hope nobody else has that book, because, So, I don't care much for the greatest drushes. I like, the greatest jokes in drushes. That would be my book. So as a rabbi who goes up, it's Rosh Hashanah now, you have that awkward mincha, and then Meirav's, like 45 minutes later, like, what do you do? So of course the rabbi gets up, and he's Dairish. And the rabbi gets up there, and he goes like this. Sorry, one second. 10, 9, 8, right? And everybody thinks he's nuts. And he goes, Happy New Year! So Rosh Hashanah, everybody said. And he proceeds to be Dairish. Why don't we do that? Why are we not a countdown nation? He says, because, you see, what we have wrong is that, what they have wrong is that the Ummah Zayilim think that you can make these, I'm just going to be better this year, and they bite off more than they can chew. And then what happens? They don't do anything. They do nothing. They don't say, well, I want to stop smoking. I want to lose 30 pounds. I want to stop my marijuana addiction. Just examples, of course. So they say, I'm saying cold turkey. January 1st. January 15th, he's eating a lot of turkey because of his marijuana addiction. I'm saying, it's not possible. Those laughs is not appropriate. So, what does it mean? So my suggestion is, and Baruch Hashem, Rav Osher Weiss says this, and I've been saying this to guys for years. Yes, take ma'at, ma'isim toivim. Take something, but do it to the extreme. It becomes your thing that you do. Take that thing. Nowadays, you might not see this where you live in your colloquial villages, but here in Eretz Yisrael, we have gemachim. Kamachim stand for Gimilot Chasadim. And there are papers that are filled just with wacko kamachim you wouldn't believe. You almost think it's a joke. If you look in some of these Haredi newspapers, mamish unbelievable what there's out there. There's a gamachim, I promise you, for pacifiers. For adults, no. For pacifiers. For diapers, for medicine, for batteries, for people who come to help you in all different areas. There is a gamach called Aliyah Lakever. That people can go and say Kaddish so they can have a minion. There's all these gamachim. Start a gamach. Do something. Be that one person. Take upon yourself something. The Sfas Emes asks a fundamental question that has always bothered me. We're told the Malkum Shabbat Tshuva, I'm them, nobody can stand there. Not even the biggest Sadiq Gomer. Whoa, Baal Tshuva, oh, you can't stand there. And aren't we all Baal Tshuva? When it comes to this time of the year, we all are perfecting things. But what does that mean? So says the Sfas Emes, a Baal Tshuva is someone who's all alone. Right? He's all alone. Imagine the true Baal Tshuva that we think about, right? The person who decides to leave his family tradition and to go, Baruch Hashem, on the path of Torah Mitzvahs. His parents are furious at him. They want to have nothing to do with him. Or mamish, that person who becomes a Geret Tzedek. His parents certainly have nothing to do with him. He's all alone. So the Rebbeinu Shalom tells that person, you are a Baal Tshuva, you're alone, you feel, so I have a place for you. Come here, I want to hold your hand. I'm your father. There's no place, nobody else can stand in that place. I'm sorry I should have photocopied it, because I don't remember it perfectly. In the Rav Soloveitchik's Machzer, they have a beautiful story that they tell over there by the central focus of our tefillos. So he talks about in Shemone Esrei, that he tells the following story of a famous ger, wish I knew his name, Avram the Ger, something like that. And he was famous because there was a rule in his town in Europe that anybody who converted to Judaism would die. And he was of noble, he would forget about it. So he converted and he ran away to another country. And he lived quietly, nobody knew who he was. After many years, he moved back thinking nobody would know. He lived in the shul. And he came back and somebody recognized him. One of the goyim recognized him. And they immediately told on him and he went to jail. And there was no question he would have to die now. And the day before his death, the Gra visited him. It's Ger Tzedek said to the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, I'm so alone. My parents don't want to visit me. Nobody, I'm going to die tomorrow. There's no place for me, even in who's going to look after me in Shemayim? And he said, oh, there's a place for you. When you get up to Shemayim, Hashem is going to hold your hand. Because there's a special place, the same idea for people like you. It's an amazing story. I'm sorry, it comes to my mind, but it's such a beautiful story. It reminds me of this as well. The Professor Alman, who won the Nobel Prize a number of years ago, had that long white beard. So he tells this remarkable, amazing story. He has a son who was killed, I believe, in the Lebanon War. And the famous Rabbi Gusman, the great Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Alman, was a professor at the time, and I think Rabbi Gusman gave a shir, and he would go to the shir. And when his son died al Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Gusman was, you know, not known to be a blue and white type of person. Who was, you know, he insisted that he wants to go to the Levaya, okay. And then right after the Levaya, he says, come, I need to go to the Shiva house. So the driver said, Rebbe, maybe it's not so appropriate for you to go, you know, like, kind of raw. We'll go another day. And the Rebbe doesn't have to go. He's a Rosh Yeshiva. Go teach Torah. No. He went and he sat with Dr. Alman and he said to him, you know, I also lost a son. I lost my son in the Holocaust. And if I'm not mistaken, if I remember the story correctly, I saw him murdered in front of my eyes. And I always wondered for years and years, where does my son go? His father's not there. Who greets him? Who's there up in Shemayim? And I realize that there's a minyan miyuchad, and I always think about that minyan, of those who died al Kiddush Hashem, those children who died al Kiddush Hashem. But he says, you know who's the shliach tzibur? Do you know who always davens for the amud in that minyan? Your son. See, my son died al Kiddush Hashem, Nebuch, it was the Holocaust. But he wasn't doing anything. Your son died al Kiddush Hashem, fighting for a nation, fighting to rebuild. He's the shliach tzibur. As a famous Rabbi Akiva said, he said, Rabbi Gusman Nechamtanu. So I never thought anybody can come for me. This means a lot to me. He's all alone. You think you're all alone. You have a broken heart. Hashem is there. What do you need to do? Just one thing. Take with you something. The David Hashem, Ori, we say, Ki Avi Ve'imi Azavuni. Like I have no pain. There's nobody there. Oh, I'm desolate. That's what Hashem wants. He wants the broken heart to say, okay, let me at least take something. Let me do something. And this was this story so fits in so beautifully that he told. Listen to the story well, because this is exactly, hopefully, who we are. There's a wealthy person in a town, and he takes loans. He gives loans, Baruch Hashem, without ribbis. Tremendous tzaddik. On one day, two people take a loan, Herbert and Burbert, and they didn't give them names. I don't have to give them names. Herb and Bert. They both take a loan. They always have to pay it back exactly the same time. So the time comes, and guess what? Herb is nowhere to be found. Picks up the phone. He calls Herb. Nothing. Doesn't answer email. Nothing. Doesn't know where he is. Where's Bert? A week before the loan is due, Bert calls the tzaddik who gave him the money. He says, I feel absolutely horrible. I feel terrible. It's not there. It says, I don't got it. I don't got the money. I'm going to try my best. Please, just, I feel terrible. And on the day of the loan, where is Bert? He knocks on his door. And he says, I know I called you. I just want to come and apologize to your face. I really thought I would pay back. I can't. But let me start some payment plan. Here's $100. What a joke. $100? Are you kidding me? You owe me $100,000! Who do you think that the person who gave the loan likes better? Herbert Burt. It's obviously Burt. He doesn't know where Herbert is. Herb is probably embarrassed somewhere in a corner somewhere, saying, "Oh, I'm a horrible person. I'm not even going to talk to him. It's so embarrassing." Bert called him before. He said, at least he's trying. He's doing something. Kichui machem dvarim. He has something. That's what we're approaching Hashem on Yom Kippur. You say, Hashem, there's no way. I'm being honest with you. I can't do everything. I can't have three times I'm going to daven Shmoneh Esrei perfectly. I'm always going to come on time. Everything's going to be great. I'm never going to touch a girl for the rest of my life unless she's my wife. I'm always going to make brachas with kavan. I'm always going to make brachas. I'm always going to bench. Blah, 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 blah. Do something. Take upon yourself something. You know, Rav Ari Levine, they tell over, and he used to say, "I don't have much," which of course wasn't true. Says, but he was known for the chesed that he used to do. They said that when it came to Hachnasas Orchim, so he would have so many guests at his house, but he had this minute that he always would take the guest and walk with him. So he used to get lost because he would walk so far with the guest. And he always would say, "This is my mitzvah, this is all I have. I'm going to do Hachnasas Orchim." We know this. He visited people that nobody wanted to visit them. So this is my thing. This is your thing. Take something upon yourself. You don't have to be the biggest tzaddik in the world, the biggest learner in the world, to take something upon yourself. Years ago, I heard a drusha like this, and somebody said, "Take something upon yourself," and he gave suggestions. And it resonated with me, because it's something I could do. And little me, I'll give you just some of these kichuyim achem dvarim. At least you can come to Yom Kippur and say to God, "Hashem, here's what I'm doing." And now you're going to laugh. You're ready to laugh. You could laugh at me. Hashem, when it comes to benching, I'm always going to bench from a bencher. Baruch Hashem, the advent of phones. I have it on my phone anyway. I better you don't use your phones. Rachman al-Islam. Benching now becomes, well, benching text, which one comes first? Bench from a bencher. My heart's, you know, you out of your mind. You think Hashem cares if I bench from? That's the one thing I'm going to take upon myself. Big deal. It's a big deal because I'm taking the step. Because Hashem's looking at you now and He says, "Well, you're a Baal Tshuva now. You're a different person because you did something." If you come to God every year with different things, this year, you know, was my bencher year, and I started to say Aleinu, I didn't run out anymore, and I say it from a sitter. And I bought myself, you know, all the pet peeves. I bought myself a sitter that's actually in English, and I could try at least to understand the words I'm saying. I read it in English, it's fine, I don't care. I'm talking about God now, I was talking to you. I don't care. Read it, just say it. Learning, and it's a few weeks in, come on. But you know what? I bought myself a sefer that I like, and I'm going to finish that sefer this year. Ha ha! Your friends from other yeshivas, "Really, that's what you're going to do? You're going to finish that little English sefer? You're a loser? You think God cares about that?" Yes. Yes. I'm taking something, devouring a little bit. That's all one thing. That's all I'm asking of you. But you got to do it the best. You got to do it. That's the hard part now. Don't say things that are crazy. You'll see when we come to Simchas Torah, the Shana Bet guys can tell you, you know, Simchas Torah comes, you'll want to prove your... In other yeshivas, you know, maybe it's money. Here it's svarim. And this said, "Okay," you know, and the guy says, "Okay, for the next thing, we're going to have the books of Tanakh." You know, and the guy's like, 85 books, 85. Like, okay, they're only 24 losers. Okay, but, you know, fine. 24, right? Mishnah Berurah. The entire Mishnah Berurah. I'll do the whole thing. Okay. So that's a little bit, it's difficult, although some people have succeeded greatly. I know a great Talmud who bid Shas Mishnayos. He could hardly say the word Shas Mishnayos. He didn't actually know what Shas Mishnayos meant. He thought it was a political party in Israel. And and then the whole year he finished Shas Mishnayos. He did it. And it was all during the break. He did. Amazing. Kichui machem devarim. Take upon yourself something. I'm not getting into your... I don't want to get into your heads and say, because I don't know you well enough. Maybe you're the chesed guy. Maybe you're the one... It's amazing what a person can do and how they can change people's lives and change their relationship with Hashem just with one thing that they do. Because the more good things we do, all of a sudden it leads to other things. And you also don't know, it's amazing, when you do something, somebody says, "Well, if he could bench with a bencher, I certainly can. If he could stay in the base medrash a little bit later, I can too. If he could be machmir to always stay till the end of davening and not run out, I could do that too. These are little things, but they're not. Because they show a shift, a paradigm shift in what I am and in my ways of not caring anymore. Unfortunately, we've become a generation of mitzvahs and nashim mulmadam, which is doing mitzvahs out of rote. And to me, that's the worst thing. Because that's, Hashem says, okay, so we're here again. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Yom Kippur. You're here again. Why exactly are you here? Have you done anything different? And what's the answer? Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, go ahead. Tisaperli, what did you do? This year, after davening, I started learning one mission a day. No, really, what did you do? Yeah, that's what I did. And they told me that I'm going to finish Shas Mishnayos the next amount of years. Oh, you're not a rote Jew. There are some things you are, but those things don't bring, they not bring that to Yom Kippur. I'm going to try to work on those, but this is what I'm taking upon myself. It sounds silly almost. It sounds like I'm like in the kindergarten and telling kids, it's not silly at all. It's not silly. Imagine that person who's not the nicest person in the world, from maybe a certain community that's known for not nice people. And he says, I want to take upon myself being nicer to people. You know what I'm going to do this year? I'm going to take that guy who clearly looks like he's not happy in yeshiva. I'm going to make his year the best year. You literally change someone's life for the rest of their life. It's unbelievable. One thing, take upon yourself. It should be more, obviously. If you're shana bet, this doesn't apply to you. But recognize even if you're shana bet, it's not, don't go crazy. Because if you bite off more than you can chew, you're not going to do anything then. Because you'll be like, once you realize, forget it, I can't do it. You know, it's like, Daf Yomi is such a wonderful, amazing thing. And Baruch Hashem, there are so many more people doing it this round it. But the joke that they say is, brachos, everybody's like, wow, brachos, brachos, brachos. And then they do Shabbos, and they say, you know, bo Shabbos, bo menucha. Shabbos comes, and menucha, everybody stops. They can't learn Shabbos, so hard. Forget it, we're done. So take something you could actually do. Push yourself to do it, and say, okay, I took this. Don't say a neder, don't, you know, believe neder, don't. You can do it. I think it will change your life. So Mirtz Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom, should give us a gemar, chasima tova, la'alto chayim tovim v'shalom, with all the brachas. Remind yourself where you are. Take advantage of the most amazing davening you probably will ever experience. In Mirtz Hashem, you'll experience a lot more of them. Take advantage of that. Take advantage means don't come in chatzos. Come and experience what Yom Kippur has to offer. Because that's what the Rebbeinu Shem is looking for. Kichuyim mechem devarim. Even the small things will ultimately bring us great success. And that ultimate success is nachas ruach to the Rebbeinu Shem, which is exactly what he's looking for.